everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Tara. How are you?
It's Monday night,
about 6 o'clock. So I just want to talk about like some everyday stuff. So today I wanted to talk about my dogs.
Okay.
I am an animal lover galore. Animal lover galore. So I'm trying to stay off social media a little bit today. If I do post anything, I'm trying really hard to post about, like, you know, my memories or things like that, because right now on social media, as an animal lover, what the hell is pissing me off is the Michael Vick story. I don't need to hear about it anymore. I'm so sick of it. I signed the petition. Do I think he deserves any type of award? No. The only thing he should be recognized for is an animal abuser. Okay? It's just like a rapist raping a child, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's great with animals, even though he raped a child. Get out of here. It's bullshit. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear it. He served his time. He did not serve enough time. Okay? The laws need to start getting, laws need to be stronger, because it's just ridiculous. Every 2 seconds, I'm seeing another case of animal abuse, or like there was this guy that had a pet deer. It was a beautiful deer, actually. And his neighbors knew it was a pet deer, took the collar off and killed it. So I'm all eye for an eye. You hurt my animals, I'll hurt you. So, you know, whatever they did to that deer would have been done to them. That's just how I see it. I'm not really for violence, but when it comes to protecting my animals, I am. You need to get violent to protect your children, to protect your family, your friends, loved ones, so on. Animals, number one to me. Sorry, they don't have a voice, and I will be their voice. So you don't like it? Tough shit. So that's where I'm going with that. So I'm trying to really stay off social media because of that, and people keep interrupting me, and because I did post on the deer comment, people are going crazy. Oh, I'm not saying it's right. No, it's not right, because if it was a child or an elderly person, someone would have something to say. But because it's a deer, I don't care. An animal's an animal that's living. Sorry, I'm not going to eat Venice when a deer tick bit me. I don't want them near me. You know, they're beautiful, but it was someone's pet. So just like if it was someone's pet raccoon, if it was someone's pet possum, which I'm not really a big possum fan, but they help with deer with ticks, so I can't sit there and really hate them all that much. I just don't think they're the cutest creatures out there. Sorry. But today, let me tell you about what happened to me. So I have two dogs now. Me and my ex actually have three dogs together. The two live in Brick with him, and my dog Lucy lives with me, and me and my boyfriend, and we just actually took my cousin's dog. She's had him for like a month. At first it was my aunt, but my aunt is disabled and couldn't care for her the way that she wanted to, and you know, she's a puppy. Come on. So it's a little hard work, you know, so it's just like having a baby, right? So they're both sick, and just like babies, it's a pain in the ass when they're sick. Okay, I've been depressed. My anxiety has been risen so high from this, because like I said, I'm such an animal lover. My dog Lucy is my life, and now for like a month and a half I got Luna, and she got sick right after Lucy. So I think they both have your upper respiratory infections. Just got their second antibiotics because they thought it was allergies. Then they gave me an antibiotic for Lucy, and at that time Luna wasn't sick, and then of course the day I get the medicine, Luna becomes sick. So her vet, they go to different vets because my aunt covers Luna right now, because she had to, I guess, buy a year package or whatever, so she has to pay for it. So she just gave it to me, and it's just crazy right now. So I was sick over the weekend. I still am not 100% today, so I am zenning out, drinking my coffee, and talking to you guys, just like I did yesterday. Yesterday I watched Christmas movies and just relax. Today I'm just in a really bitchy, aggravated mood. Everything and everyone is under my nerves today. If I kept going on social media, I could fist fight the people through the phone, and that's how I feel. So I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna let them have effects on me like that. But social media people are real big when they hide behind a screen, which is very funny to me. You could sit there, you could bash, you could bully, and you could talk crap about other people, but you're behind a screen. So if those persons were in your face, would you say that to them? Me? Yes. I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings or anything like that, but I am here to have a voice. That's why I'm doing this podcast, to see if maybe I can help out people. I don't know, but I do have a voice and I can't shut up some days. So instead of me sitting there arguing with people online and getting annoyed for it, we're going to talk about a story of the day. So I had to go down to Brick today, technically Toms River, from Cliffwood Beach, which is about a 45-minute ride because of the way that we take, and the weather was awful in the pouring rain. So my hair, I always call it a penis bun on my head. I was soaking wet, miserable. I'm so tired because I haven't slept. And just, it was one of those days. So I took both dogs because Luna's appointment was for 12 o'clock at her vet, which is down in Hopedale. So go to one vet to go to the other. Right before we pull in the parking lot, Luna throws up all over my boyfriend's truck. Isn't that something? This is the second time in 2 weeks she's thrown up in that truck. So that was not fun. I couldn't clean it up. I had to jump from the front seat to the back seat and just make sure she was okay, because I want to make sure she's not eating it or throwing up. And I also had my Lucy with us. So that was awful. Now, in the meantime, I have to run to the bathroom in PetSmart. And they're like, oh, where's Luna? I'm like, in the car. She just puked. And they're like, okay, I guess she's not getting shots today. I'm like, nope, this is the sick visit I called the other day. You guys couldn't get her in until today. So, which is annoying to me because Lucy already has been back and forth to the vet. And she has to go back next week and then Luna the following week. So it's nothing but vet visits on Mondays. Beautiful. So that's just my story of the day. It's just one annoying day. And everyone is under my skin today and I really can't stand it. It's whatever anyone says. I can't even stand myself today. You ever have those days where you just can't stand yourself? Well, that's me. I hate myself today. Not what I'm wearing, not what I'm looking like, but just myself. So everyone have a great night. We'll talk more tomorrow. Thanks for having coffee with Tara. Bye.